Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number.
We're going to get to this Russell Westbrook.
Let's go. Fire. Russell Westbrook last night went after a Jazz fan. Now, okay. Well, let's hear from Russell Westbrook. You got to, the F-bombs are knocked out of it. He wants to beat up a guy, a Jazz fan, and his wife. That's problematic. But here is the sound from Russell Westbrook last night wanting to beat up the fan. Russell Westbrook says Shane, what is it, Keeble's comments were racial. Okay, so we got him talking about this. You got this. We got that as well.
Okay.
So afterwards, when asked about that, because let's face it, the Jazz fan will get under your skin. So Russell Westbrook afterwards, you know, he's going to hear from the league. He's going to hear from Adam Silver. Listen, Doris Burke was on this morning.
Will
she
he
was
catch
really
a
good.
Fine?
Oh, yeah, he's going to catch a big fine.
25?
Maybe more. Because Russell, this is more. Russell's a repeat. I mean, he's a chronic. Doris Burke
they
was
should
great
just
this morning.
Escrow $150,000 for him every year.
Every year. She said, there are guys that you can trigger in the league. Top three are he,
she sees it. She's courtside.
Yeah, she's courtside. DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
And
still Rasheed Wallace.
Not Rasheed.
Oh, he's not
Did you
still
see
just...
he's a high school basketball coach
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Plays for the Warriors. Draymond.
Oh, yeah.
Draymond, DeMarcus
That's
Cousins,
exactly
and Russell
who
Westbrook.
Would think it would be.
It's exactly who
yeah.
it is.
Okay.
Those are the guys that you know you have to watch what you say around them, even if you're their head coach talking about, I'm bleeping sick of Draymond's bleep. And that's another story that we ought to get to. But Russell Westbrook, after the game, had this to say.
Obviously, everybody's talking about the same video, but the realization of it is how it started was young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate in a sense of there's no protection for the players. I think there are a lot of great fans and around the world that like to come to the game and enjoy the game. And there are people that come to the game and to say mean, disrespectful thing about me, my family. For many years, man, I've done all the right things. I've never done anything to hurt or harm anybody. I've never been in any trouble. Never fought a fan. Been in the league 11 years. Clean slate. humble. I take whatever, all the criticism from everybody. I've been doing the same thing for years. And for me, disrespect will not be taken from me. I'm completely just sit back some time and just take it like that's just one video. But throughout the whole game, throughout the whole, since I've been here, especially here in Utah, every time I come here, it's a lot of disrespectful things I said. And for me, I'm just not going to continue to take disrespect from my family. I just think that there's got to be something done. There's got to be some consequences for those type of people that come to the game just to say and do whatever they want to say. And I don't think it's fair to the players, not just to me, but I don't think it's fair to the players. And if I had to do it over again, I would say the same exact thing, because I truly will stand up for myself, for my family, for my kids, for my wife, for my mom, for my dad every single time. I expect anybody else to do the same.
Okay, that's enough. Boy, he's rambling now.
What did his family and his wife and kids catch it?
By the way.
Unless he's not telling us everything that was said.
By the way, I've heard Jazz Fan. I've been there, seen this. I don't think they were being racial.
They just tell everyone to get on their knees.
No, I think they were being, that's right. I think that they were being, it was sexual in nature. As opposed to, it was racial in any way, shape, or form. I think they see the way Russ dresses in and out the arenas, and they're like, dude.
Let's just get this straight. It might have been racial because it's Jazz Fan, and that's how.
No,
they roll.
But Jazz Fan it will go. Jazz Fan won't hide his.
Well, they'll go homophobia too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It could be either one with Jazz Fan. You just don't know with Jazz Fan.
No.
They're tricky like that. Racial or homophobic. You just never know. Yeah. And then sometimes they'll hit you with the double bubble. I know this much about Jazz Fan. They're chronic habitual line steppers. And it's not surprising that they would irritate Russell. Now, I'm not saying what Russell, his reaction is necessarily what you want if you're in the league. But it's understandable. And I can also say this. Now, I don't know about the family and... It felt like Russell was just trying to throw some extra in there to try to lighten the load, because he knows he's gonna catch some by the commissioner. But Jazz Fan has been out of control for years. They are chronically disrespectful. They have no respect they didn't show no respect in Houston when they were here last year during the playoffs. They showed no respect. And they will continue to show you no respect because they don't think anything of you as a person. And their fans will cape for them harder than it will cape for the other fans. But because I got into it with Jazz fans last year, they are the worst. They have been chronically the worst basketball fans because they don't have any. You know what? It's one thing to heckle a team or to be, you know, boo and all that stuff. They cross lines. And if they didn't, then why do they have so many issues over the years, John? Why, after so many decades, do you always see Jazz Fan having the issues?
No, that's the worst fan.
And you have seen it.
Oh, I've seen it. I was sitting on the floor. It was just unbelievable.
Raider fan or Jazz Fan?
That was, as far as dangerous, Raider fan.
No, not dangerous.
And Philly fan. Those two are the worst. But as far as disrespect, well,
Philly, basketball, Philly though, you can hear everything. Like, too. That's a little more. Yeah, listen, in football, you're used to hearing that kind of stuff from the stands.
Well, but no, Raider fan is most dangerous, but they're still Northern California, so they got to have some modicum of decency. And,
what?
Well,
Raider fans?
No. They're dangerous. Don't get me wrong.
There's no modicum of decency.
Well, it's still Northern California, and they won't go nearly as racist as Jazz Fan.
Oh no, No. Jazz fans. No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Or homophobic.
I think Raider fans would go any direction they want to, and you'll just have to deal with it because they're ready to fight you and they're ready to gut you.
Right.
But as far as Jazz Fan, no, I believe Jazz fans don't like other people as people. Like anybody who steps in that arena, they automatically don't respect them.
You're not as good, or you're not. You're
different. Not as good a person as them.
You're savages. You're barely even human.
I don't know
because you're.
I know they treat people bad. I know that much.
Yeah,
and we've heard directly from you've been there. We've heard directly from people who've gone in that arena who said, It's unbelievable what is said.
It truly.
And the streets, they're the friendliest people you'd ever meet. And when they get in the stadium, they become ruthless.
It's the least surprising thing that this happened in Utah. The least surprising thing ever. But again, I think that...
Filthy little heathens, here's what you get when races are diverse. The skins are hellish red. They're only good when dead. They're vermin, as I said, and worse.
And now, welcome the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm pretty sure that's how they intro the road team.
Ed guard.
6-3 on UCLA.
You just pounded up.
Ed guard. Russell.
Westbrook. All right. But again, we'll go right to the race card. I think this was more homophobic than it was racial.
Either way,
I think it's terrible. I think he's just trying to basically say USD. I don't think it was racial. I think he was just basically saying you just do this to this,
yes,
and keep on doing this to this.
Yeah. And his wife was like, yeah.
S to D, Russell, like you always do. S to D. Sorry, Lord. S to D. And the kid's like, it's okay. S and Russell, S my
it's,
D.
It's okay.
S me in the D.
No.
And K my
those,
A.
Those heathens, what? That's what those heathens do. God understands. Okay, and you need to point it out, okay? 815 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here. If you've got thoughts on that, you're more than welcome. We can also hear from the fan who disagreed. And I wonder if that fan is ever going to get – probably not. There's nothing going to happen to that fan. A lot of places, they'll kick you out and you won't be able to –
I'm sorry.
And let's see the upgrade, the FedEx upgrade seats of the day. It's Shane Cavell. Welcome down right next to the owner seats. You are our fan of the day.
What do you mean nothing's going to happen to him? He's got a suite next week.
You think he's going to be sitting next to the owner?
Yes, it's a Jazz suite. Yes, all the Sprite he can drink.
Look, if the Jazz and the Thunder wind up facing each other, which is possible in the playoffs, that dude's going to be sitting right behind the Thunder bench.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll upgrade his seats.
The guy apparently
said... Fight him, Shane. Fight him.
We'll hear from him afterwards. Apparently, he said, go ice your knees like you always do. And Russ said, go get on your knees.
So it's just a failure to communicate?
It could.
Like Paul Newman said in that movie?
No. Paul Newman didn't say it.
Oh, the warden. He did say it and got shot at the end.
Yeah.
Shaking a leaf ball.
We have a what we have here is a failure to communicate. We'll hear from him after. But right now, let's hear from Craig DeSerb.
Let's hear from a guy who is, they got the Classic Car Show. I got to make sure I tell you guys this. The Classic Car Show is actually coming up very, very soon. And you can check it out for yourself if you go to LanceZCars.com, LanceZCars.com. It's your chance to check out the great Classic Car Show. And they do this every year. Well, this is the third annual Classic Car Show. And they got a $500 registration ends March 16th. So if you haven't registered yet, it's going to be March 23rd. Okay. March 26th is when the registration ends. So that's right around the corner. If you have a classic car and you want to be involved in the third annual Classic Car Show at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, $500 prize is for best in show, $500 prize for people's choice, and registration is going to end March 16th. So whether you want to just go out there and check it out for yourself or you want to be involved in the Classic Car Show, make sure you go to Lance Z Cars. And while you're there, of course, if you're looking for a pickup, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC has amazing Chevy Silverados. It's truck month right now, so 0% 72-month financing on all new 2009 Chevy Silverados, Crew Cab LT Texas Edition. That's the monster, and it's beautiful. Get involved right now with a beautiful Chevy Silverado truck. 0% financing for up to 72 months. Check out the website for complete inventory, LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why does Art use that picture of you?
I like it.
You seen it?
Yeah, it was a picture from when we got all our nice Sabercat stuff.
Yeah, and why didn't you smile in the picture?
Because I was standing next to you two.
You were?
Yeah.
You were standing next to me.
Raheel by me.
And Raheel, yeah. and you wouldn't smile.
Yeah, I'm just...
It was after the show, and you don't want to be around us anymore.
Certainly don't want to take a picture. I appreciate the Sabercat stuff. It was nice, but...
You know, last time I saw you smile, Dell, when a guy called you an a-hole. That says a lot about you.
Yeah.
You were called an a-hole, and you got all excited, like, nice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then you hung up on that same guy.
Well, when he called later, because he had a trash phone call. That's all that was about.
Yeah.
If he brought better content.
He was going to apologize to me.
But he was terrible. He was
mealy-mouthed. He hadn't even started.
He was mealy-mouthed and could barely get to the...
He was terrible.
How was he terrible?
First time he was great. He was succinct, to the point. Dell's an a-hole.
And he called me lunch money.
Yeah, you were lunch money. And
then he wanted to apologize, and all of a sudden, it's a bad phone call.
No, he cursed, and he was so good. The call was so good, I left him on. I just dumped the call. This time, he was stuttering and couldn't get to the call. His phone connection wasn't great. I just had to let him go.
Dell's right. He is an a-hole. And
no, he's not. Kevin is
Dell's
great.
Dell's an a-hole.
No, I agree with that. I'm fine with that.
Dell agreed with the
was
guy.
Was it Kevin?
KD.
KD. Yeah, KD. Yeah, he was a good caller.
So do you have the fan? Potentially. What's his name? Shane Coble, whatever
Shane
his name is.
Kiesel.
Pardon me?
Shane Kiesel. Let's hear what Jazz fan
here's
has
what
to
Jazz,
say.
Here's what Jazz fan had to say.
Bleep it out and all the gosh darns out. And eat my D.
I mean, she was sitting down the entire time. Me and him were just, it was actually, we were kind of having fun, to be honest.
At least you thought you were having fun?
Yeah, he was smiling at one point, and there was a lot of people, because it was when, you know, Joe would come by and poked Paul George in the eye, and then Joe goes over and apologizes immediately. Russ is just F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, just sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me, and he's like, that's heat. That's heat. And I'm like, well, you're going to need it. And then it turned into not safe for work.
So that's what provoked his response. There was no swear words. There was
said a swear word to him, and everybody in the vicinity will say it. And she never left her seat, never said a word, hands in her lap. Never said a single swear word to him. Not one. So, like I said, initially I was like, oh, I'm talking with Westbrook, you know? I mean, the guy's one of the greats, but he's also classless. I don't care. He can threaten me all he wants. I was the one talking to him. But don't threaten a woman. She's 5 feet tall and 110 pounds, man. I mean, never said a word to him. Her first NBA game ever. Welcome to the NBA, Jen.
Well, I mean, okay. So just to address a couple of these things. Here's the problem, Jazz fan. You might be right.
He may be.
You might be right. But it's the boy who cried wolf. You guys have been such chronic a-holes for so long. You know how hard it is to believe a Jazz fan?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's the boy who cried wolf. I think it's more Ndamukong Suh. It doesn't matter what now. You've had so many indiscretions.
That's probably a better...
You've had so many now that it's just like, okay, I don't even know if I can believe you anymore. Now, that you were actually trying to help him up this time. I don't know.
Crazy Russ could have misheard it because he is kind of Crazy Russ, and I don't always trust his ears to work properly. But you know what's caught me as strange? Is it may not have been an intentional Russ's line to whatever or this fan's line. It could have been Russell misheard it and that guy said that. But this is what I caught from that. Man, I'm talking to Russell Westbrook. Like, this is something they aspire to. The Jazz fan aspires to getting into your head. I mean, they are life trolls. They aspire to having a conversation. Man, it was pretty cool. I'm talking to one of the greats. I mean, by talking, you mean like you're trash talking back and forth with them. It's just hard for me to get that. I know there's a lot of listeners right now who that's their life ambition is to be able to troll and to have, you know, trash talk an athlete and get an athlete to respond back. That just doesn't do anything for me. I don't even get that.
No, but it's kind of cool. I mean, even if it's not trash talking or whatever, if you're having an interaction with an NBA player, it's pretty cool for, especially Russell Westbrook.
I guess that's what they love for.
I could see that. And especially if it was good natured or whatever, and you know, and it was all fine and good. I don't know. I don't know whether or not to believe him. I don't know. It's Jazz fan. I don't know. Maybe he said that. Maybe he said, "Hey, come and ask my whatever." I don't know. I have no idea. I do know this. Russ can get triggered. Jazz fan can be a-hole. Russ can get triggered.
No, both of them played their role.
That's right.
They were both on brand yesterday.
Well, yeah. Or maybe he wasn't. Maybe the dude didn't do anything. I don't know. Maybe Russ is. I don't know.
Jazz fan. I could see.
Listen, I could see where Jazz fan went nuts. But I could also see where Russ got triggered and maybe shouldn't have.
Yeah, Jazz fan's annoying though. Period. And Russ is probably an overreactor.
Yep.
Like, Russ is probably the guy that when you got to, you just don't want to be there for long with him at dinner because it's just, he's like Tommy from Goodfellas. Whoa, wait a minute. What do you say? Yeah, right. Oh, he's a big boy. Let him speak for himself. Like, come on, Russ. That's not what anyone's saying. Why are you, you know, oh, you said I was a clown. Clown how? Because I'm here to amuse you. You sound funny, not a clown. You sound funny. Funny how? Russell, I just said you're a funny guy. It's just, you know. Steve, there's Steven Adams. Oh, I said you're a funny guy. The things you do are funny. Funny how? Like I'm a clown? Like I'm here to amuse you with my missed three-point shots? My 26% from the three-point line? You find this funny?
Yeah.
How the f*** is that so funny? Huh?
Yeah.
All right. No, whoa. You know, take it easy, Russ.
Yeah, I just don't know. This is a tough one. Okay. I do know this. Russ is going to face a fine.
Question about for Russell Westbrook. If Russell Westbrook was mobbed up, and let's say it was the Goodfellas era, would he have a bunch of people clip like Jimmy did, where he just kind of gets paranoid and just starts getting people killed?
I can see that.
But you know who Jazz fan is? Maury from the wig shop.
Yeah.
Just like
annoying.
I can't do this anymore.
He's busting my balls.
Jazz fan's always busting your balls. Nonstop like Maury from the wig shop. Yeah. Non-stop ball busters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are. They're annoying, and nobody really likes them. Nobody around the NBA likes them at all. And everyone wants you to get a piece. They all want you to get the telephone wire, right, and start choking Jazz fan.
Yeah.
And metaphorically speaking,
of course.
Not in real life.
Not even metaphorical.
Just a metaphorical ice pick in the back of the neck. Just metaphorical. Metaphorical, because that's the scene in Goodfellas that I'm thinking of.
Maybe. I guess that's what you think. I think. It'd be okay to choke them out.
Characters. Del, what's a good current character, like Jazz fan from a movie? What would a Jazz fan be from a TV show or a movie? Probably better TV shows now than movies.
Huh.
They're not Bran. They're annoying like Bran, but Bran isn't necessarily intentionally annoying.
No.
They're like Reek?
No, Reek was just pathetic.
Yeah, well.
Stuff cut off. I think. If you want to be a
is there a Game of Thrones
honest about? If you want to stick with Game of Thrones, they're probably Ramsay. Like they're
vicious,
but no one really acknowledges them as actually contenders. But they will muck it up if they have to, like they did to OKC last year.
And they cross like wow, they cross what did
lines.
They do?
They cross every line imaginable.
Because you say, what did Ramsay do? And the same thing, like what did the Jazz fans?
But
say?
We all know at the end of the day. We won't have to deal with
they're
them
not
the
making it to the finale.
Yeah, we all know.
The Jazz fans are not making it to the finale ever.
No, they ain't making it. All right, 830 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. How about get some energy now? Let's get some energy.
Are you doing men's tea or are you doing your energy company?
No, it's your men's tea. I want energy, not electricity. If I get electricity, I go to Champion Energy, 1560energy.com.
Okay. No, let's talk about Men's Tea Clinic then. Men's Tea Clinic is a company that I ran into. Adrian Amos won't be a Texan. Great. I was hoping he'd be signed by the Texans. He's going to be a Packer. Back to what I was saying about Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is somebody I ran into in January of 2016. We're over 3 years now. And back then they said, They said, oh, we want you to speak for us. We listen to the show. Oh, great. Have you ever had your testosterone checked? And I'm like, no, I'm good, though. I'm good. Everything's good in the boudoir. Everything's good. Like, yeah, that's not really what it's about. Men's T Clinic is about finding out if your testosterone level's low, because for many people, it's about energy level and loss of, you know, loss of metabolism and a lowered desire. And, you know, it can be libido, but it can't just be your desire to push through at work or to get the very best workouts you can, or just that zeal. If you've lost that zeal for life, that can be your, a loss of a testosterone. And if your numbers aren't where they need to be, Men's T Clinic can help you get there. They test you, they run, all the lab work on you, and they'll find out exactly where you are and exactly where you should be. And they'll fine-tune your treatments until you are right where you need to be. And you'll find an immediate spike in energy, an immediate spike in drive. It can help libido. It can help your mental acuity and sharpness, and it can definitely help your metabolism as well. Men's T Clinic. Get back to being the real you. 4 locations in the Houston area. To find one nearest you, go to menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:35 ESPN 97.5. I went to China Garden last night again before the game. Friday we went.
I tell you what, man. Forgot about how good
those China egg rolls.
And the egg rolls are so legit.
Yeah.
Oh, my wife said, egg rolls?
And did you bring me one?
No, she was upset at you. She said, I thought John was a good Catholic. What about pork? I said, No. You think John's eating pork egg rolls?
There's no pork in there.
He's eating vegetable rolls.
What kind of heathen is she?
That's what I'm saying. She thought you were the heathen. I mean, she's right, but I said, no, he follows the rules. He knows there's no pork.
We had shrimp. We didn't.
I said, there's no pork in the egg rolls.
Slow your roll. I don't know what world you live
those
in,
egg rolls,
Nicole, with meat in your egg rolls, but in my China Garden world, there's no meat in
I
there.
I couldn't make the China Garden yesterday, but I did have egg rolls yesterday from a different place, a lesser quality place, obviously.
Obviously.
And I live in a world where we put some pork in our egg rolls.
I live in worlds that have pork and shrimp and stuff But I Not lived in a world that was a vegetable egg roll, and it was just fine to me.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. And those excellent. Things are basically baby burritos.
Yeah.
They're like chimichangas. Huge. They're chimichanga-sized egg rolls.
And we went again last night, and Carol is still pissed at you because you took away a male golfer, female golfer food.
See, John puts everything on me. I said, do it. Just do it at 9:20.
No.
Just do it at 9:31.
No, because then the
y'all
commissioner...
Y'all do all the cool stuff when I'm not here anyway.
Your commissioner would say,
no.
Are you on the show with that guy?
I'll be, no. I'm off at 9:28. They tell me to beat it.
No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
John versus Genius, I don't get to ever hear that.
Well, you could hear it.
Today?
It'll
you can hear
today.
It. All you have to do is
work. I can't hear
well,
it.
It does, work now. It just means I have to turn off computer
Lamont
that
was
takes
pissed.
30 minutes to turn back on.
How about Lamont was pissed? Was like, dude, somebody should lose their jobs over this. Mm. You know why? Because he had the stream on.
Listen.
And it was off, and all of a sudden his boss was at his desk, and it goes, rah, 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 rah. It comes on right when his boss is there.
Listen.
Like, oh, let me turn this down real quick, sir.
No one makes it harder for their listeners.
I don't. Look, I'm the designated. Hey, Dell, go fix the stream. I ain't in IT.
No, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're mechanical.
I had to go talk to the big boss about this. I've had enough.
You get to push the buttons on the stream. Get it working.
No, I talked to the big boss.
Okay,
I've had
this
enough.
Is on you. It's Dell's fault, everybody.
It's not my fault.
Oh, they've got this guy, Shane Kiesel. They've got his Twitter account.
Oh, God.
Westbrook is a piece of classless S-word. Somebody needs to kick his ass. Hashtag tool. Hashtag poor loser.
How long ago did he write that? Today or yesterday?
That would be April 28th, 2018.
Anybody got Russ's back on there?
Oh, so this was during the playoffs.
This is last year.
During the playoffs, I think.
Then Shane says, in October 6th of 2018, Russell Westbrook needs to go back to where he came from. Hashtag MAGA.
Oh, so he. Oh. All right, John. Okay, I think Russ wins.
Russ wins.
This is his.
Jonesy says, yeah, I'm sure this guy said nothing to Westbrook. Nothing to see here.
I was totally innocent. MAGA.
I'm going to hit a retweet on that one. Yeah. Jazz fan.
Didn't curse at all.
Yeah, I would never curse.
I would never say a swear. He said, I didn't say a swear. That's called him a tool bag.
But you write it on Twitter, but you wouldn't
he
say
would
it.
Never
tool-
say no. a swear.
No.
No. Oh. All right, let's get Biscuit in here on ESPN 97.5.
Where did
Biscuit.
Russell come from? Did he mean like California?
Yeah, he's a LA.
Is that what he meant? So he meant go back to LA in a free agent deal. That's probably what he meant.
Yeah.
John, you've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled.
Jazz fan bamboozled. I didn't say a darn thing.
Darn it.
I didn't say one gosh darn thing about a swear word.
Ding, dang, dong.
Yeah. Hey, man, you go to the games all the time, and there's always that guy that thinks he's part of the show. And I'm like, hey, man, yeah, man, cool, dude, enough. But the worst fan, though, and this is what I love about what Westbrook said, and being a guy like we are, we would never say what Westbrook said. But I love it when he said, I F your wife, too. Because it's always a guy at the game who's doing and saying too much. And then his wife is chiming in, and she's doing, he's like, sit down somewhere. So I love the fact that he addressed her, too. Even though I would never do it, I love it. I love it. Westbrook is one of them guys that says what we would like to say.
Russell Westbrook
is. He has no filter.
Russell Westbrook, you have to know that when you're getting involved with Russell Westbrook, all bets are off.
Yeah.
There's not. Russell doesn't have that. Russell doesn't have that filter. And Russell doesn't have that. When he says, I will come up here and. He said, on everything I love, I will do that.
Well,
I believed him. I'm just going to tell you, maybe Russell's a great actor, but in that particular moment, I thought. I believe that Russell Westbrook will go up there on everything he loves.
So I wanted to know the last time, though, Russ had to protect his wife and his children in the middle of a basketball game.
Yeah, I didn't hear any. It's Jazz fan. Once again, I will not be hoodwinking Bad Boozle that he didn't say something about. But it felt like Russell was just kind of throwing them in there. So I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure that anybody said anything about his wife and kids. Maybe they have in the past, I guess. I would imagine. You know, Fan is just, I don't know what the hell happened to Fan. Just, it's almost like it's on, when you're sitting in those seats, it's almost like you're on the internet. Or you're in your car on the highway and you could just cut in front of people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or you're on the internet and nobody can see you. Hey, you're in the middle of an arena. Everybody can hear and
everybody
see you.
Everybody can hear you.
And everybody's got a camera now.
Oh, they're trying to get their troll badge, Joe, in Utah. They live for that stuff. They want to be known as
it's
the
like
guy.
It's like Philly fan that just has to be
What about
the
guy
biggest...
said, and then he came over to apologize, and Russell started saying F-bombs, and we all got on him like, I know, because you're the Sherpas. You're the defenders of what is right. Because every time there's an issue between players, you got to jump in. And then we started getting on him, and we told him to crank his own C, and S is K, and K is F, and G, and his D, and his A. Like, okay, Jazz fan.
Well,
stop.
No, he didn't use any swear words. I don't know if you heard. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, take a break with ESPN 97.5. Head over to the number one poker spot in the entire city, Houston Prime Social. That will be Friday, March 15th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. We've got all the TVs all around, gourmet food, beverages, and games for everyone. Come get your poker fix Friday, March 15th with us, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Or head to PrimeSocialTX.com for more info.
I'm scrapping on Friday. Come get some.
I'm scrapping today.
Come get some. You going today?
I'm off Thursday and Friday, so I won't be there. But I am going to go over there today and scrap.
Not Wednesday?
Heading to Vegas after the show.
Oh, after Wednesday's show. Okay. Yeah, so you're off Thursday, Friday. I may have Eric Layden on Thursday. It's me and Dell are going to carry the show. He's going to be playing in a poker tournament, too.
Yeah.
It's me and Dell playing poker against all of y'all on Friday. Right, Dell?
What's that?
Are you playing poker, too, on Friday, right?
When's that tournament start?
It starts at 12.
It starts at noon.
Yeah, I'll be engineering, I think, the Charlie Palillo show.
Oh, well, you can get in late. You can get in until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you can get until 2. You're good.
I feel like as soon as my responsibilities are done there, I'm probably just going to go home.
No, you can really do it.
Dell's going to host, though. It's me and it's Lance and Dell and Raheel. And we're putting Raheel with Raheel. And then we'll
now it's with Raheel?
Yeah. Lance and Dell with Raheel.
With guess who's the real carny? Raheel. I said, I'm going to the rodeo tonight. He goes, oh, we're going to go there and eat. We're going to have fried everything, fried Snickers and corn dogs.
Well, where else do you get that?
And you don't, or you just don't eat that. Why would you go? And you go out of your, you go all the way to NRG to eat crap. What? Just go to this convenience store.
Food.
Go to the gas station pick up a bunch of Snickers bars.
Now, this is fair food. This is fair food. And you know what? I feel like it's safer than when you have to go to Fort Bend County Fair is the other place that I grew up, Fort Bend County Fair. No, where else are you going to get? Like, funnel cakes are the real, are the truth.
You
get them at Astros
No,
game
but
too.
He, like, eats fried butter. That's what he eats.
That's aggressive, but where else are you going to do it?
Well,
you don't
nowhere.
Just get it. It's not on
How
the
about,
menu.
No, here's what you do. Don't ever eat it.
Where else do you get turkey legs? You can get them at, I guess, HEB's
every
once in a while.
Yeah, every day.
But you don't get giant sausage on a stick. You don't just get corn dogs
at places.
I feel
uncomfortable eating that ever.
You'd be great as a jazz fan.
Well, wait a minute. After the Christmas show, when Frank was walking around with
the GoPro
giant,
at the end of it,
the GoPro and the giant sausage on a stick, I felt really ever since then.
Well, Frank made you feel that way. I'm sorry Frank made you feel that way, but
when I saw Frank, what he was doing with that in that video, yeah. I don't.
That was a whole Me Too video.
Yeah,
it felt
was.
Like that was like, by the way, somebody said that Jazz Fan is basically Jacob's wife from Ozark. I just thought this is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Pitchy,
she will drop a racial slur on you and then shoot you with a shotgun.
And then she'll act like she's got the moral authority on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care 1 second. I want to cut out your baby, but then keep it and be a good mother to it. Wait, what?
What?
I want to cut your baby out of your womb with a knife, but then mother it and be kind to it.
Mm-mm.
And take it in a little stroller and then kill my own husband.
Because he won't give me a baby. What?
What?
You give me a baby, Jacob.
But guess what?
It ain't right.
It was kill or be killed. So guess what? Jacob had to go because he was going to kill her.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, so kill or be killed, and that's the same with Jazz Fan.
Well,
kill or be killed.
Well, we all know what happened to her at the end. She took one.
I can't remember what happened. What happened?
Oh, no. Oh, she in the final, like almost one of the final scenes, like Marty's wife was like, remember Marty's wife sided with the classy lawyer from wherever,
lawyer? Yeah.
And she was like, you want to make a move? Want to make a move.
Okay. I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
All I
no,
remember
what happened
is,
to her? Just tell us.
You don't remember
don't
Jacob's
remember
wife dying in like the, one of the final
no,
scenes?
No, how'd they kill her?
I'm pretty sure one of the assassins either ran her off the road or shot her. I don't remember what it was, but it was like this. They're on the road and either he stopped or whatever, but she's dead.
Oh, I forget that.
Are you sure? I don't remember Jacob's wife dying.
I think it's at one of the very last scenes of
It's like everything cut off when she killed her husband, just right there in the woods, just sitting there watching him die like, man. Knew she wasn't right.
I forgot that. Do you too? You too?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't
her
remember
dying.
That either. 847 ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
I hope she's dead though, because it'll just make me feel safer.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
Search the internet, clean up some things.
Clean it up.
So, Ruth's dad from prison is who killed Petty, which is the FBI informant, and threw him in the water. And then,
right,
you had Wendy has gone full on. She is Breaking Bad. She actually has become Walter White. And now, she had Ruth's dad killed, which is probably
you're
not
ruining
gonna,
it for everybody, by the
don't
way.
Don't care. And so now, and guess what
you
else?
You should have already seen the show, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And now, this is not an a-hole move doing this, telling people. And then Ruth's dad dies, and all that's going to do is piss off Ruth. And I just wish Ruth was, you know. Now
I don't
she's
know.
Be
I think she'll be happy that her dad is dead.
No, she still loves her daddy.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
he was an a-hole.
Doesn't matter. Ruth, you've now screwed Ruth over multiple times.
Yeah, because daddy was gone. until Wendy decided he had to go.
Yeah, but he did give her a raise to like $30,000 a year, remember?
Marty had gotten rid of her, or Ruth had gotten rid of him, or whatever. But
she, remember?
Wendy gave him money to leave.
Yeah.
And then she had him killed
and took the money.
Had
back.
Him killed. Yeah. Yeah, but.
That was a gangster move right
but
there.
But Ruth has to be happy because Marty gave her a raise, remember? From 25 to 30,000.
Yeah, it's nice. And
then she's going to find out Marty's wife killed her dad.
And you know who else got a raise like that? Alex Bregman. And Alex Bregman's not happy about his raise.
Now why is Alex Bregman upset when he got even a bigger raise than Ruth did?
Yeah.
Well, because there isn't someone in Ruth's family who got a bigger raise for being worse at their job.
Oh. Actually, percentage-wise.
You mean helping you win championships and get rid of and launder all the money?
John, successfully. 20%.
Successfully.
Ruth got a 20% raise. She got $5,000 raise from 25 to 30%. That's 20%. What did Bregman get?
Bregger's went from 535 to 40 with 41.
He got $41,000 raise.
He went
got
from
less.
590 something to 640.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he got less than.
But he was so pissed off about
that. No, he got less than 10% raise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruth actually got a higher percentage raise than that.
Yeah, percentage. Bregman. But guess who makes more? Bregman, bing, bing, bing.
But
Alex Bregman,
money goes
be happy.
Farther in that part of the world than it does in Houston.
You know, do you realize $30,000 is the same as $700,000 here?
You know, in the Ozarks, yes, it is. Actually, I spent a lot of time up there. Actually, yes, it is.
Did you really?
No, I go there every week to see JT.
The Ozarks?
It's right next to it.
What?
Yes.
Where JT is? He's next to
he's
the
in
Ozarks?
The Ozarks, yeah.
Road games are lit.
Yeah.
Well, they're home games for you.
I mean, it's literally a half hour away.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You haven't driven out there and just...
Nah, I don't want to. Not after the motel scenes.
John, no one... What? You know, Dell, he is so scared.
I can't eat sausage.
No.
Why not, John?
Not on a stick.
No.
Okay.
No, because I'm afraid Frank will be coming around the corner with that camera. Okay,
that's you'll eat an Italian.
Italian sausage? Are you kidding?
You'll eat that.
I will order that if there's Italian sausage on. Are you kidding me? That's the best.
John won't sleep in a hotel in the Ozarks.
Yeah,
because he's afraid a gay FBI agent is going to come attack him. What world do you live in?
No one knows.
Well, this is the same man who, in a dream, was yelling at Gary Pettis. To send the runner. That's the world he lives in.
That was a dream?
Yes.
It was a dream. Send the runner.
And Joey Votto tried to smash Wendy.
I don't know. I was looking outside my mom's window, and Gary Pettis was third base coaching right outside the window.
Yeah.
And I was screaming at him.
Send the runner. And let me tell you what you don't have to worry about with Gary Pettis.
Send the runner! Send the runner!
Gary Pettis is going to send the runner regardless.
Gary Pettis will... sometimes he didn't, and it made me mad. Okay.
What? You mean like every other, the two times he didn't send a runner, you got mad?
Yes.
Make it 100%
clean
sweep?
That's why I dreamt about it.
Somebody tried to send me a note. We talked about Craig Biggio not being one of the Astros' best catchers because he wasn't really a catcher. And somebody tried to send me a note. Like somebody had written an article, even though Craig Biggio only played 4 years, we put him on this list of best catchers for the Astros. And then you realize, I went and looked at his baseball, and somebody made a point about he was in the top three in assists. And I'm like, man, I don't remember him being very good at all at throwing people out. I went, you know why he was in the top three? Because everybody stole on him. He got more chance. His defensive percentages of throwing out runners was atrocious. It was well below league standard. The league average all 4 years, Biggio. He was not a good defensive catcher at all.
But he led the league in assists.
In assists.
Because he had 4,000 steals on him.
One year they had like 104 stolen bases on him.
Oh, God.
Brutalized him.
Wow.
And he had something like 26 caught stealings. Like, that's 26 assists. Yeah, but what about the 104 stolen bases? You going to count that?
No. 856 ESPN 97.5. All right, we got to catch up on breaks because that was our Ozark segment for some reason.
Hey, you know your Rockets, I guess we're just not going to mention that they won 9 in a row. They're getting ready to hit another double-digit streak.
Oh, and they've got Golden State tomorrow night.
Oh, good. You mean one of the softest teams in the league?
Yeah, I know.
With inner bickering?
Seemed like we got a D'Antoni sound. Let's get D'Antoni sound on the other side. He was kind of giddy about Golden State coming in here. So I'm kind of giddy about it, too. Let's go. Let's go, Golden State. See what you got. Come in our house and see how we treat you with Chris Paul healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
And not afraid to play back to back.
Yeah.
Third game in four nights for Chris Paul.
Let's see if you can shut us down for. You don't think we'll hit one out of 27 this time? Yeah, I think we will.
I feel like the stakes are a little different, but
I don't. Okay, guess who's 3-0 against the Warriors this year?
I'm aware. We're all aware.
Suck on that, Golden State. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, Raheel joins the fray right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to tell you about men's. I was just ruminating on some men's tea clinic and. A chance for you. The second time this hour, I get to tell you about how good they are. And you know what? If I could tell you five times an hour, I would. Because sooner or later, you're going to listen to me. And you're going to say, you know, Lance is maybe right. I haven't had very good energy level. I seem to be in a little bit of a haze. What's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on here. At Men's T Clinic, they will find out whether or not you're low in testosterone. Because if you are, there is a solution. A Men's T Clinic has that solution for you. That solution is getting your number back to where it should be. Your number is your free testosterone. They'll explain it to you when you go in. And they'll test you, and within minutes, they will have results. Now, maybe you have to get back to work quickly. They can call you with the results. But if you want to stick around, you'll get the results quickly. And if you are not a someone who qualifies, then they are not going to treat you. Your health is their most important thing. But if you are low, your health is their most important thing and your well-being. They're going to make sure you get to a number that gives you the best energy level, your proper level of metabolism, your proper level of libido, all the things that are benefited by a high or where you're supposed to be with your testosterone levels, you're going to have that with Men's T Clinic. You get it back. You had it in your 20s. You had it in your 30s. Get it in your 40s. Get it in your 50s or even 60s. There's men all over the place who are taking advantage of this and living their best life. Men'sTClinic.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.